After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? Loving Hip Hop After Show. It's the Battle of the Wigs. Marilyn is back. Let's just get into it. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Don't stop, pop that pussy, let me see you do the prance.
Get it.
Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know about the Doodoo Brown.
Hey. I'm sorry, this went over here. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Doodoo Brown. I'm a little better.
Hey. What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Loving Hip Hop After Show. Yeah. I'm your boy, Lim Gonzalez, here. Woo. And we are full crew in the house.
What's poppin'?
Yeah.
That's how we get down. We celebrating.
We strong.
Of course. Right next to me.
Yeah.
Doodoo Brown himself. Jimmy V. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man. It's your boy, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram. Who we got over here, man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shemette Club Boo Boo. Twitter, Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You know, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae.
Yes. And you can find me at The Poet Saint. But right now, it's about the Doodoo Brown.
Doodoo Brown.
That was like a perfect opening.
That was dope. That was, oh man, that took me back.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that took me back.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. All right. So, Loving Hip Hop doesn't disappoint in the ratchetness as usual.
Never.
I will say, I just want to start off with, what y'all feel about Mariah Lynn being back?
I just want to say, hey, what was that song that she wrote? I'm a hoe. I'm admitting it.
Yeah.
Something about that. Yeah. Y'all remember that?
I want your money. I want more money. Yeah. I feel like, you know, she's matured just a little bit more. Little bit. You know, she got her mom on her feet, mm-hmm. everything like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just not really caring for it, really.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, the whole wig contact, like, the switcheroo.
Like, who are we talking to?
The blue on blue?
Yeah. I'm like, what's really, like, going on? Like, I mean, the director, the artistic, I just want to know, like, why go with that?
One time she's blonde, and the next time she's Rugen red.
You got to switch
up. I think she looked good with the blonde on. You know, she had the lace front popping and everything like that.
You keep trying to hold the same old thing over and over again. You got to switch it up.
She had the Barbie.
Right.
Trying to be a Barbie.
Yeah.
She was getting it. So the show starts off with Jules and Kim Bella. And they're kind of continuing about the whole conversation. She kind of barged in on the studio session. Correct about the women
and the women present in the building.
Right. She's concerned because of past, you know, his indiscretions.
Bitches could have been in the bathroom, she would have had a problem.
She would have been mad.
How many times is she going to bring up the past?
Until it changes. I mean, I would think. I mean, Trinae, what do you think?
It seems like she's holding on to it, but it makes me want to think, like, how recent was this cheating? Like, was this most recent?
Did this happen yesterday?
You know, no.
She's bringing it up like it did yesterday. Yeah. She's brought it up several times.
And it's only the third episode.
Right. But, I mean, like I said last week, Joel Santana, he's probably been getting it in the whole time. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, you know, OG. And he's like, okay, now I got to settle down, you know.
Right.
I done shot it everywhere else. So I'm getting too old for this.
I think she's, in my opinion, I think she's going back with his past. I mean, he obviously, there was a break from music. They did talk about that. And he stated, you know, he wanted to take care of his family and, you know, kind of play that role. And now he's kind of getting back into it. And I think she's probably thinking back when he was super popping in the music industry and those late night studio sessions with the women and all that kind of stuff. He did cheat. You know, he hasn't denied that. So I think now that he's getting back into it, I think she's a little gunshot. I mean, that's why she's, you know, acting the way she is.
At the same time, he gave her the invitation. You can come by the studio anytime you want.
Right.
Like, he's saying the door is open up for you. What he doesn't want is you coming through and try to armagate the whole situation.
Mess up his game.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean,
mess up his game.
Exactly. Well, game in the sense.
It's bad business.
So do you think that him being in the studio with, like, the hoes present, that's, like, inspiration, like, for a rapper?
You know what? Like, for a rap, I don't know so much for a rapper, but I have heard that from singers.
Really? They gotta have the hoes on deck in order to create the vibe.
Like, they see a woman, and then it gives them
Okay. Yeah, I have heard that.
Okay.
I don't know too much about rap.
Rap.
She's not. Well, she's not buying it.
I've been to the studio in the past, and it's, you know.
I'm saying that, you know, when you live in LA, you have accessibility
to the studio. So you've been to the studio, you know what he's like, or whatever. And the guys, they want to bring, you know, the entertainers, they want to have the females around because it creates a mood for their homies. Not saying that, like, they might be messing around with that certain one.
So would you have an issue with that? If that does bring mood and it's part of kind of the creative process, do you have a problem with it if nothing else is going on?
Over time, if that was his job and things like that, you know, you'd have to have some, you'd have to be like a strong woman in order to date like an entertainer because it's always going to be like some different women around. You literally stress yourself out.
Absolutely.
You won't be able to go to sleep at night. Right, you won't be able to eat. Because you're over here thinking about what he's doing. You might, like
in
we
the
see.
Studio, turning up
you
with
know,
call.
Yeah. Social media stalking.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying this because it's just,
it needs to be said.
You're the entertainer. So that's why she has the, you know, she's keeping the chains on him.
Sure.
Because of that.
Okay.
Producer, could you bring up our live chat?
Yeah, I was going to say. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it. Let's talk about...
Shout out to all you guys in the live chat right now. Yeah. Keeping it. I'm watching you.
100.
Okay, they're in there.
Yeah, cool. They're in there. Let's talk about DJ Drewski. This dude. This dude. This dude. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I just want... Khalil's done. He's over it.
No one's taking notes over here.
Like,
man.
I'm like, first of all... Y'all need to speak on it, because I really don't get the appeal of this dude. Like, he swears like he's the man of the hour, of the decade, whatever you want to call it, and he's got this going on and got that going on, and I'm like, come on, man. And then, like, when he's talking to old Shorty with the blue hair, and he's, like, trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
Y'all watch anime? She looked like an anime character. I just thought about that.
With the blue hair.
With the blue hair. Shout out, because she had the Soul Glow last time, so I did wear my Soul Glow shirt.
I represented
with the Soul Glow shirt in honor of her, just because of how she was rocking. But no,
she could be a Sailor Princess. Y'all watch Sailor Moon?
Damn right I did. What?
Sailor Neptune.
You just brought me back.
Oh, gosh. Well, obviously, Drew likes what he sees, because he's over here being bold, answering the phone.
Right.
You know, right in front of Shardy.
Sky.
I mean, that is crazy in itself. He put it, she was like, no, put it on speakerphone.
Right.
And it just happened to be Bianca calling, saying she wanted to kiss him. All of that is just so, it's too much.
I feel like we've seen just a tad bit of it, but my boy, the other DJ, that he had his girl. This is last season. Last season, but he was on this season. He was the one he has. Gwynin, yes. And so he has the Gwynin Fest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he basically had, you know, this girl here. He was fooling with Mariah Helene. He had her in the back pocket, but he also had the girl that it was supposed to be his woman, and he apologizes on air. But he's talking about it's hard because, you know, all these girls becoming. Is it a New York DJ thing? Like, are they just really like pumping them out? Like, I'm trying to understand.
This is what
DJ in New York.
This is what I get from this episode here. Apparently, if you're a DJ on Hot 97, you are the shit. Apparently, right? Okay. So there's all these artists. Oh yeah, legendary. There's all these artists out there that are trying to get their record played on the radio. So in order to do that, they get all close with the DJ. So that's just the connection that I got there. But the way they're sweating them, I don't believe it.
No, I'm just saying this is not innocent at all. The fact that she knows what she's doing and he knows what he's doing. The fact that he called her up to meet him in the street, girl, that is like
as she was walking down the street with some bags, all this stuff.
Bags. So, she looked like she just left the club.
Right. She looked. Speaking of, I know what everybody's going to say here. I've seen this on social media, and it was like it was a question: is Bianca a homewrecker?
Is Bianca a homewrecker?
Yeah.
Well, according to her, she's not because they're not married. That's what she said.
You got to be married, you know, until to be a homewrecker, right?
Until you get that ring? Updated. What
right.
She was like, until you get upgraded to MVP.
I'm going to do what I want. I love when they do the hand. They do the right. hand.
I'm going to do what I want.
I'm going to do what I want.
They be snatching the air.
Yeah. AKA do what wifey.
I just don't.
Get it right.
Yeah, I just. I'm going to feel like she obviously knows he's in a relationship, but based on what he's doing, I can't knock what she's doing because he is the one, I feel like, instigating the whole situation.
Yeah. He's feeding into the fire.
She knows he's there, but the whole thing is like, he's like, oh, no, girl, and da-da-da-da, flirting and hugging and kissing, like all of that kind of stuff.
If Bianca's
still
home
calling
wrecker,
her.
Right. If Bianca's homewrecker, Juicy gave it a ball.
Well, you know what?
The spot with
there you go. So.
Jimmy, you know, he said that basically, you know, she's trying to get in where she fit in to get this record in and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that he has a girlfriend, you don't need to be doing all that. But I get it because, like, females in the industry who are dealing with men, these are the kind of things that do happen. Like, being a female in the industry, that's what you deal with, especially if, like, the way you present yourself, you know, she's putting herself out there looking like a half hoe, you know, wearing, you know,
blue
just these clothes
and spandex,
she's screaming
dresses,
like, touch me.
Maybe
and,
she was going to
you know,
an anime convention.
Right. Maybe she was, but she knows she's playing a big part in it too, because if she wants to get her record played, she would go about it a different way. She wouldn't need to be half naked and like flirting. She's obviously, this is like her cup of tea. This is what's making her happy, and she's like, I'm gonna go for it, and why not?
I feel like Bianca, just as her character on the show from last season and now this season, she comes off to me very thirsty.
Very
like,
strange.
And last season, the way she was with trying to, you know, doing her art, you know, her rapping and whatever, and trying to get with Yandy, being the manager, and she's like, no, I can do this and do that. I feel like she's going about it. I mean, I understand the struggle of the artist and wanting to get on, but I feel like the way she's going about it is all wrong. And she comes off very disingenuous. And very much like, I'm going to just get it at any cost. And I feel like it's just the wrong way about going to do it.
You know what? I completely agree. The person that we saw last time is not who she is this time. And I think she's playing into the whole loving hip-hop messiness. Because before, I think she was just, I'm going to do my music thing and I'm going to keep it at that.
Yeah.
But now it's just a whole different game.
She kissed him. On the cheek.
On the cheek.
Oh, yeah, with the whole thing and the...
And he was like, the matte lipstick. That is great.
And then he was like, oh, my girl's going to see it. Like, it's like almost like he wants to.
You don't want to get caught, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's trying to play... It's dumb.
We don't believe you.
Then he caught her baby. So, I don't...
I think he really just wants his cake and eat it too type thing. He has history with her. I feel like he just wants her on the side. He's got the main girl. And that's really how he wants to play it.
Because,
actually, I don't think he's interested in her.
You don't like I believed him. I believed him when he said he was like, I don't want to be
so
with her.
So then why fool with her?
Because it's probably fun to him.
So just
to do it. Like, it's fun to do. Like, oh, you're here? Okay, let's play. But
right.
So you're thinking maybe he's bored with Sky.
Not bored, but it's just like, so he she's here right now.
Something to do when there's nothing to do.
Exactly.
Something to play with. Right?
Something to do when there's nothing
something
to do.
Something to play with.
I forget who said that, but that's the realest lyric out. Yeah.
Something to do when there's nothing to do.
Something to do when there's nothing to do.
You could be, I mean, very well right. But she's playing into it, and I feel like, I don't know if it's a you thing or whatever, but you got to know that you can't do that because that's his woman. So at the end of the day, you're never going to win. And I don't care how many assistant names you call her or what have you, you're never going to get on top. And the fact that she's like, oh, I'm not going to play your music. Yeah, my music going to be played. Not by him. If she shuts it down, it's not going to go down.
I thought that was a funny, interesting scene there because, okay, granted, if you're the assistant or the girlfriend, so now you think you got the juice enough to tell your man to not play that track?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of girlfriends are like that.
No, I bet
they think so, right?
Well, if it's like you play it or I'm out, it could. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Oh, give them an ultimatum.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could happen. Please believe. Very true. They can talk all they want, but yeah. Let's talk about, there's a huge situation where we got Yandy in the middle of the baby mamas, and we got Mendice's mom, Judy, and then we also got
Fred Sanford.
Kim.
Did y'all see Fred Sanford making an appearance tonight?
Okay, wait.
What are you talking about? Hold on. Pimp named Slipback?
Hold on.
No, I'm talking.
But why though? No, but Kim, but Kim in the tuxedo, like bow tie thing, she looked like a ventriloquist. She did not look like a ventriloquist doll. Please believe.
You say the whole thing like a Tribe Called Quest. Yes.
I was like, what is going on? Like, the wardrobe on this show, this particular episode alone, is like, what is going on?
It's an anime convention.
What is going on? People are like, they're turning into characters. Like, I'm like, what is really, I mean, Cardi B with the wigs. I mean, everybody got their wigs jumping off. I mean, everybody just looks, I mean, it's just.
Matching wigs.
It's matching wigs.
Somebody on Twitter said they look like a ghetto Powerpuff Girl.
No, but Kim had the silk press and the Alice in Wonderland bow tie. Really,
and the eyebrows on fleek. Like, there was a lot. She looked like Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure. Remember Pee Wee Herman's? The tuxedo he was wearing.
Roasting session.
Yo, I'm telling you. And then the bow tie. It was like, I know you are, but what am I? No, I mean, really, though. But it is really a big situation because there's been this constant battle with Yandy and these kids. And we have, basically, we have the baby mama, Samantha and Erica, who are feeling slighted by Yandy because Yandy is the wife. Mandice, as we know, is in jail. Mm-hmm. And so she's, according to Yandy, she's trying to keep everybody together so the brothers and sisters can see one another. However, Erica and Samantha, along with Kim, feel that she's not doing it right, and she's talking bad about Samantha. She's talking bad about Erica. She feels like they're less than, and all of this is going on. So they're feeling slighted, and it's a big old mess. What do you guys think about that?
Of course she's going to feel like they're less than. She's got the ring.
Right.
At the end of the day, she can, if Mendices is on the phone with her and he's saying, please get my kids back together, Yandy's going to do that. She's going to do her best to do that because that's just her responsibility as his wife to hold down the fort while he's gone.
I agree with that. And I think she does a good job with that, especially given the circumstances. However, do you feel that, you know, Erica and Samantha, especially being the other baby mamas, do you feel that they have, you know, cause to have issue with her if they're not letting them see her son?
Well, I'm still confused. I don't know why Erica was even in the scene because her son's not even involved in the whole thing. So
I've only seen him at the wedding. Part,
right. I think they had an extra chair at the table.
Would you like a part? A few
lines? She's prevalent, though. I mean, she is a baby mama. It's the same.
Yeah, so it is prevalent. Yeah.
I mean, it's part of it.
Tables come with four corners.
Samantha looks like she's like suffering with some real issues.
Outside of this scene,
I see her sipping on wine, drinking.
She was guzzling that wine.
Trying to take away the pain.
She was taking that Moscato down.
She was taking that Moscato down. And I feel like she is living this like toxic lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I feel like there is some truth to what Judy was telling Yandy. Why would Judy make that up?
Do you feel, though, that Judy is stirring the pot? Because what they were saying.
I didn't like Judy coming over to tell Yandy the whole tea about, the son is not with her the whole time. That's not their business. You know, I feel like
that was kind of a
That was an instigator move. That was a whack move.
That was a hey.
Yeah. Here you go.
Right.
And then like when she comes to the meeting of the minds and then she's like, what?
Yeah.
She plays that's the part I don't like. Like, corny. Just say what you said. Like she's like, No, I'm not trying to get in y'all business. I'm the grandma. And I'm just like, no, but that's not cool.
Yeah.
Because and that's the issue that I have with that.
You know what the crazy part is? She's much I don't know about much older, but she's older than the baby mamas, I can say, at least.
And she's older than the baby. Of course she is.
Right. So with age, it's supposed to come wisdom, too. So why are you stooping low to feed them all this nonsense just to get them all fighting again?
Like, some people like drama, though.
I feel like
that's what love and hip-hop is.
Yeah. And we've seen that even so last year with Mendeecees. You know, he can't get a word in.
Right.
It's like this whole situation is all more so just on some... I feel like it draws back to Mendeecees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact that he has all these baby mamas.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't really, like... handle that situation outside, you know.
So now they need to.
Have to figure it out.
Well, I thought in last season before he left for prison, I thought it was I understood what he was trying to do, but I thought he went about it the wrong way. When he tried to bring all the baby mamas together, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Let's kumbaya," and you know, I want to make sure. And I thought it was like, "Come on, dude, that's not going to work." Mm-hmm. But I feel like because Yandy is wifey, she asserts that role, and I feel like the other women, Samantha and Erica, they feel slighted because she has control over everything, and they feel that they don't have any say in how their sons are treated.
I think that they need to sit down, all three of them.
They try.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like having Samantha always bringing her mom. You already know that your mom is going to pop off.
It's going
to
pop off.
Like, why do you always bring her? Why do you need her to like back you up or give you more words?
She just said she needs her. Just like you said, she needs her to back her up. Because I feel like maybe it's what you were saying earlier about her going through some stuff. She doesn't feel confident enough to do it on her own. So the mom is like, okay, I got you.
Right.
Okay, let's go handle business type thing. Because she seems like the type that will do that.
Yeah.
Do y'all think the baby mamas are haters? And you kind of answered this with...
Erica, definitely.
You think Erica's a hater?
She's holding on to the fact that, I mean, side note...
Oh, about the break baby.
Yeah.
That came up. What do you think about that? Because that... You think she feels slighted because of the whole relationship, because he's with Yandy and supposedly they had a baby in between them?
No, I think she's feeling slighted because she feels like Yandy won't admit it to what really was.
Ah.
So that like, she was the side chick.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the upgrade to MVP. Yeah.
Ah.
That's what Erica's saying. That Erica was in a relationship with Mendeecees. And he went ahead and he cheated on Erica.
With Yandy. And Yandy's saying it's the other way around.
Yeah. So I think that's what Erica has an issue with. I don't think it's... about the wife being wife.
It's just that's her issue, and that's why she's joining the party.
Yep.
The hate party. Okay.
You know what? I can see that. Because side chicks, they are delusional. Right. Yes.
Okay. I was waiting for something serious. He was like, so, camera. Side chicks are.
Which camera? Like, you need to get this.
This brother about to say some words. Let me turn my volume up.
On to the next.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So we see a little bit of Snoop. talking about you know, the situation that happened.
You know what I'm saying?
Be bored. Be bored.
Where my cigar?
Right. So we know in the last episode there was an issue because Snoop was went on the podcast and was, you know, trying to peddle her her wares,
sex toys.
And
feeding straw,
exactly.
Strawberries.
There's some strawberry feeding going on.
Strawberries,
dude. You know, over a strawberry.
Oh yeah,
So, I mean,
so we got.
If it's gonna be all this stress,
hey.
So we got him.
Don't bring my name in the hot seat.
We got Snoop talking to basically Jules and over cigars, and basically kind of just like, yo, this is the deal. My girl Jay Adrian is mad at me because I was on, you know, the podcast doing my thizzle.
I got these toys. I'm trying to move these toys and make a better life for me, her, and her son.
I can't.
She got a problem with that.
So,
I don't know.
You see her talk to Jules, and Jules trying to, you know, let her know basically what it is, and just like, hey, you got to be chill, you got to be careful about that. We were talking to Trinae about the whole Jay Adrian thing, and we see it when she talks to Kimbella later on in the episode about she kind of breaks down and starts crying because she's like, I left my family, I left my son, and, you know, I'm here trying to make this work, And I saw this last time, you know, last season with Strawberry doing the same thing with Cisco, leaving her son and to be with him. And I don't know how that works, because I understand if you're trying to, you know, you want to be on the show and you get exposure and all of that. But is all of that worth leaving your child for?
Everything is a choice.
Don't bring
everything
child
in life
in
is a choice.
No. Yeah.
It seems like a check.
Excuse.
Sometimes.
Yeah. It's more, it's not the love that they're portraying. It's more
the
monetary game.
Yeah, like, I need the money. I want to support my son.
Right.
And
shout out to
Jessica
P. She says Jay Adrian was on Real Chance of Love.
Oh. Sure.
Yeah.
We see
okay.
you.
Okay.
You everywhere.
She
yeah.
went by the nickname So Hood. I didn't watch Real Chance of Love.
You know what? It fits you.
I did. I have to go back in the in the memoirs.
There you go.
So you're saying that it's more of a check situation.
Yeah, definitely. And while she's crying over to Kimbella, you're in New York. Like, take the opportunity of where you're at. Like,
right.
Why are you... So you're at home crying all day while she's out. You could be
trying to push these toys.
Right.
Feed them strawberries. You could be talking to some shipping companies and maybe get us some deals. I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Work with me. Are you a team player or no?
What's going on? Oh, man.
All these dicks on up. You see the inventory. What's good? Let's sell this shit.
Let's get it cracking. Shoot, let it pop off. So, I mean, and that's my thing. I also feel like it is a check situation. I mean, this is a reality show at the end of the day. And so I just feel like when they, you know, have these emotions and they're like, I left this and left that, it's like, it's hard for me to really take it to heart, because I feel like you did it. You have ill intentions. You got to feed your family. You know, you got to eat. But it's like, don't act like it's not what it is. Mm. Don't act like it's for the love. It's like an opportunity. And I remember seeing, this was like some seasons ago, but there was a character that was on, I can't remember his name. He was a rapper. I feel like it's Dragon or something like that.
Yeah.
But this was like a few seasons ago. No. See, that's why I'm saying it wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying it wrong. Anyway, somebody made my live chat and helped me. But he went on radio show and was talking about the whole situation. He only lasted one season, but he brought his girl on, and she was, you know, they had a son together. But the whole thing, as we was explaining, is like, man, we weren't even together. He's like, we just, you know, they approach me. You want to be on the show? He's like, you got a woman? He's like, I got a baby mama. So he approached her, and then she was like, hey, we get this money if you come on and move in with me. What's up? And so she did it. And that was the thing. They didn't have a relationship. It was literally like a one-night thing, and they had a child. So there was no relationship. They weren't even like cool like that. But they got together, and they got that check. So that's what it's like, I don't know. I can't really, the crocodile tears, I can't. can't get with.
Yep. Somebody said it was Saigon.
Saigon. That's it. Yep. That's it. Thank you.
Shout out to Trinity Boy 27. He's always in the chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Chiming in. Appreciate you, brother.
There it is. So, I don't know. I would agree with you, Trinity. I agree
with you. Now seven other people said Saigon. Okay. Oh, yeah. All y'all too. Shout out to y'all too.
All right. So, Cardi B. She's kind of neutral in this episode. She's just kind of being supportive role to, you know, all the other people. Cardi B's my favorite. I feel like I watch this show because of Cardi B. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that she got a T-fit.
Even if she looks like a ghetto pop girl, I'm with it. I'm with it, girl. I'm
with the wigs and everything. But, I mean, and we're going to see later, obviously, in next episode, dealing with her dude Swift and how that kind of pops off. But right now, she's just kind of being cheerleader. I saw how she kind of got together. There was the whole big fiasco. So we had Bianca, we had Cardi B, we had Mariah Lynn, and they all go to the Strip Fitness? Strip Fit?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Strip Fit, yeah.
I just want, what's Strip Fitness? They didn't really explain that?
They didn't. So just like we don't hear the music. It's not important to the show.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Are just there for promotional use. That's all.
Exactly. Okay. All right. We'll go from there. And then we have Sky that's there, of course, with Drewski. So you know it's going to be a pop-off situation. Now, Bianca has been kind of cool with Cardi B and Mariah Lynn, so they were kind of in her corner going there because of the whole situation with who's going to be on the record. Obviously, Sky was kind of undermining the whole situation because she didn't want Bianca to be on the record. And so she enlists Mariah Lynn. She meets up with her like, yo, girl, I got this record. I'm a big fan of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm a big fan of yours, and I want you on it. She's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she finds out, like, wait a second. You're supposed to be on the record? So they all go in. The ghetto pop ref girls, they all go in there, right? All the wigs matching. And then, of course, we see Sky like, this is my party. Oh, what's going on? And so she walks over, and then it ensues, right? Mm-hmm. And then Cardi B is kind of like, hold on. And then she starts doing the finger thing, which was great. The finger thing was my best thing about this episode.
You instigated, which was great. I love the finger.
The finger thing was dope when she went like this. Like, that was dope. That was dope. So, what do you think about Sky in this situation? Do you really think, like, she's obviously with Drewski, but do you think in the sense of everything that's going on that she's kind of getting played in this situation?
Totally. I would never treat Sky like that.
She lost 60 pounds.
She did.
She looks damn good.
She looks really good.
I
agreed.
What she said. She looks really good. You know?
Yeah.
I like the idea that she's pushing. Once again, she's over here passing out records that she don't even have. So I think she confused.
I honestly feel like this whole situation is just one of those things where it's like you want to be right in the situation. Right. You don't want to look dumb. And I feel like it's just unraveling because, you know, Drew's there. The side chick's there. It's just I feel bad for her.
I'm trying to fix me personally. I mean, I don't see the appeal with Drewski. Like, she is beautiful. She lost the weight. She looks beautiful. I'm trying to figure out why is she with, oh boy.
Man, I asked
especially
myself that
if he's not even treating her all the way good.
Man, you don't understand.
Because he's giving her a
what
job.
What if they're not even together?
She's the assistant.
I go through that so much. How about that?
She needs money.
How about
she needs
that?
To get paid.
I don't know. I'm trying to rack my brains. It's the DJ New York. I don't know. Let's go, Khalil. We'll just DJ New York. And then
what? Yeah, for sure.
Because I'm like, yeah. I don't get it. But of course, you know, that's a huge fiasco. I thought it was going to come, you know, some fighting. Did not happen. It was just a lot of yelling going on. But Sky's whole thing is she's mad at Bianca because, of course, he feels like, you know, Bianca's trying to steal her man. And she's thirsty and doing her thing. And like you said, she's changed from before. But Bianca's trying to eat, and she's trying to get these records played. So, and I really think it's, again, going back to what I said before, Drewski's leading her on. And I think that's really why. Because if he shut it down, she
it
wouldn't be nothing. It wouldn't be nothing. But he's leading her on because, what is it? When there's nothing going on, there's something going on.
If she's the home wrecker, Drewski gave her the wrecking ball.
Boom.
The wrecking ball.
Didn't like a wrecking ball. Yeah. I don't know about
that. She was so disrespectful, though. She said, you're not married to him, though. You're not.
Right.
You're not married.
Right.
Do you think that, like,
y'all
I don't
ain't
know.
Here?
I feel like
y'all
that's...
You can't be a homewrecker if you're not married.
If you're not in a home? Is that what you're trying to say?
Y'all ain't hear the news?
So, like, if they're in an apartment, man, then it's like, it's not good? Like, not what does good. That mean?
It was on Black Twitter. I try to.
I think, I mean, the whole home wrecker thing, if they have a household, like they're a couple and they, you know, coexist living and they together. Do that or whatever. I mean, even not even living together, they're in a relationship.
They're in a relationship.
They're building. Then, and she's coming in trying to pull that apart. I would count that a home wrecker. Would you not?
Yeah, that is a home wrecker. And you know damn well that he ain't going home to you. Right. So why you think that he's going to all of a sudden leave his girl for you? Look at you. I'm not saying that, like...
Look at you. How you looking?
Look at the way you look.
Yeah, basically. I think this is not the last we're gonna see of this whole triangle situation. I'm just curious to see when Bianca gives up, or you know, someone else helps her with a record or something. But if she's talented, she should be taking her stuff elsewhere. Why sweat, oh boy? But I mean, that's the story, right? Before we close out, we see a situation with the meeting of the minds again. Sanford showed up on this one.
Red Fox.
Right. on all seriousness, we can't, I mean, it's clown on someone, you know, possibly, we don't know if it was a heart attack, chest pains or whatever. It was Judy, Samantha, Kim, and Erica, and they all had to sit down, right? And they kind of were all coming at Judy about what she was saying about the kids. Mm-hmm. And Judy's like, look, you know, I'm the grandma. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just trying to keep peace and keep everything together. They're like, nah, Judy, you being dirty and whoop-de-whoop. And then we see Kim over there. Yo, my heart. And
Black people, we need to put the neck bones down. We need to start exercising.
The hog moss.
And stop being friendly to the fuck boys. Okay?
That
is your cure for heart attacks.
I like the rules. Copy those down, people. I like the rules.
Yo, really? That's the recipe?
That's the recipe, right there.
Recipe for no heart attacks.
Black won't crack. Like, that'll keep you good.
Keep you good. Oh, man. So, yeah, Kim ends up having chest pains. And then they take the jack. I mean, you know, Drew's just come in, and it's a, you know, situation. Samantha's hysterical, right? Judy feels like she cared. Do you think Judy was genuine? Because she felt like she was like, you know, yo, you okay? Or do you think that was like just for camera?
Situation.
Trinae, talk to us, please.
We were just talking about it before the show started, but the producers literally are like puppet masters. So they could easily have been like, all right, 3, 2, 1.
My chest pain.
Because you see how, like, the producer just ran out super quick. Like,
real fast.
They're, like, honestly, like, that's what they do. They want to create, you know, that chaos.
Sure, drama.
Let's give them real reality TV.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like, let's do this.
Now, so, if it was true, I hope she's all... right now.
Exactly. She gonna be fine. Okay.
Like prayers going up.
Prayers going up right now
to Kim. Just
let
it
know.
We got you on our prayers. Come on, man. Come on, dude. It did look a little forced and a little not real. Like, just lack of a better term. It did look that way. I'm not saying it wasn't.
Yeah.
The appearance of it.
Yeah.
I've seen people with chest pains double over. I have a heart condition my own self. I would never be like, B. I mean, I just would. Like, sorry. I'm sorry.
No Academy Award?
Yo, B. My heart, man. I wouldn't do that. My heart, B. I just wouldn't do that. But that's me. That's me. Everyone acts different. But, you know, maybe, you know.
What if she showed up to set like, yo, I'm going to step my game up this episode. Watch me work, okay? Just give me the cue. Watch me work.
Oh, man.
3, 2, 1, action.
Oh, my. It's going to be interesting to see going forward, like, how that, you know, transpires with her situation. I don't think it was genuine, but we'll find out later.
I don't know if it was a heart attack. It might have been, like, chest pains.
No.
Maybe she forgot to take her Tums. I don't know.
No, that's real.
That's real.
Acid reflux, son. You know what I'm saying? Acid reflux, son. That's a real deal.
Just take a few of these.
Take some Tums.
Right.
The Tums, men, all of that. I mean, you know, it's possible. It's possible.
She needs her Pepto.
She didn't have her Pepto shot with her. Heartburn.
Upset stomach, indigestion, diarrhea.
I mean, I'm telling you, it happens. So I don't think it was a heart attack either. I think it was probably some discomfort. And then that's it. But I think, of course, it's going to be magnified because this is reality TV.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. what we do, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah, prayers up to Kim.
You laughed.
He tried to join.
I was gonna be genuine about the shit. Like, yeah, for real. Like, I don't know what you're going through. For real.
It took no time for the paramedics to get there. So they were right.
When do we go? There it is.
You know, Kim was like, B. Call him.
B.
Calling me.
Why we climbed up the chest like? Like this, so like, I can't. All right. So
y'all are funny. Yeah. Y'all are going to hell. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All of y'all.
Right.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Not me. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Okay. So
I am a pimp, David.
Let's get into predictions. Let's get into predictions because I want to know what's going on for the next time. Let's do that.
And now
you're
after Buzz TV.
Yeah.
Predictions. Trina, you've had a lot to say. The segment. I just want to know going forward, what do you think with this malarkey that we're dealing with?
Next week is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Swift, I feel like he is going to mess up his relationship. His
For
girl
sure.
is going to definitely break up with him
For
next
sure.
week.
I see that right here. You're right.
Because that whole situation just went from 0 to 100
mm-hmm. real quick.
But yeah, Swift, because we saw Cardi B was like, I'm liking Swift or whatever, right. And then Cardi B, why she was in his phone, I don't know. She saw the girlfriend text.
Right.
But
wasn't it social media? Because then last episode they posted a picture together, right? That they were working. Maybe. I thought they might have went to social media and then old girl saw it on social media and had some words.
Yeah. That's probably what happened. Yeah.
Naked
yeah.
hoes.
Right.
Cardi B.
Right.
Why are you around Cardi B?
Because she knows about her. She knows about Cardi B. Yeah. So.
And she's all the way in London.
Right. Mm-hmm. Feeling some kind of way. Okay.
It's messy.
So it's going to jump off over there.
Swift going to be crying.
Swifty.
Swift kind of looks off. I can't make that judgment now. I'll see how he handles this situation. But wow. I don't know. I don't know if he's
Cardi B snatches off her wig.
Oh, man. That
gets real.
That's about to be gangsta.
I saw the braids and everything. I saw the cornrows.
Yeah, that was dope. Clear, what you think, man?
I saw some stuff over here.
What's the ball?
Let me tell you what the ball see. Okay.
What that talking about?
Man, I see stock prices rising in wigs. Oh my God. Everybody, buy your stocks right now because they're about to go up.
It's about to go up.
I see pimp suits rising as well. Oh, and what is that third one? Tums. Tums are going up. Tums are going
up. Buy some stock in Tums.
Yes. Okay. That's all we got right now.
Okay. Rolaid action.
Yeah.
Get the Rolaid
Any
industry.
Market advice, you guys come talk to me.
All of that.
After the show.
Okay.
And
okay.
shipping deals.
Yeah. I think there's obviously going to be two. You know who I miss, though? And I know he's going to make an appearance later, but Guns, man. I miss Guns.
Peter Guns.
I miss Peter Guns.
He's
dumbass.
With
he really be,
Amina and
Tara. He'd really be sitting there like, come on.
I can't wait till he gets 5 minutes on. But he's just the Creep Squad. He's part of the Creep Squad.
Yeah.
But I miss Peter Guns and that whole situation because it's so great. It was so great. But yeah, that's my boy. Anyway, I agree with y'all. I think it's going to be more craziness. It's going to be interesting. I think for me, the most thing that I'm looking for is how this whole situation with, the baby mamas, the Samantha, Kim, Erica, how that all transcends and goes over. If Yandy's going to fold, if she's going to stand her ground, if you know, if Mandisa is going to send a message and be like, y'all, you know, get to, you know, I'm just curious about that because that's a big deal and it's involving a lot of them. So we'll see. But you know, that's been our show.
Can I get a prediction?
You skipped him.
But he said something. I thought you skipped and went over.
I'm predicting more ratchetness. All right.
So you think Mandisa's gonna get on a FaceTime call with all the baby mamas?
Prediction. Listen, team, huddle up. Huddle up, guys.
I think he's gonna. Huddle up.
y'all not holding me down out there.
Yo, come on. I think he's gonna do something. I mean, it could be carrier pigeon, FaceTime call.
He gonna do carrier.
He might he's gonna do something because I mean obviously he's the binding force. He's the father of all these babies.
He's
so
the glue that sticks. So
I think that he's gonna say something.
Come on, man.
Bing
bing bing.
That's why he don't know how to wrap up too. I mean, jeez.
Okay. So I think that's my prediction. I think he's gonna, you know, say something, you know, going forward somehow.
Ladies.
Actually, I just watched an interview with Cameron with Angie Martinez, and apparently he's coming at the people of Love and Hip Hop because they were using him as if he was actually on the show.
Yeah.
But
so
he was only in like one scene last week.
Yeah.
That's it. So
and they were using him like he was on for the whole season.
Exactly. So he said, if you don't have my bag, we gonna have some issues. So
interesting.
We gonna find out about that.
Find out later.
I'll keep y'all up to date on those news.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, so that has been our show because we, you know, we did all of that. But we want to thank y'all for tuning in. We want to thank all of those that are in the live chat and letting us know. Thank you for the shout out for the Saigons helping me out. We got some great fans of the show. I'm Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Jimmy V, where you at, baby?
Yeah, it's your boy Jimmy V at Be Your Own Dad, Twitter and Instagram. I'm actually post this after show in my blog, beyourowndad.blogspot.com. As well, anybody's a fan of J. Cole, I did just write something up about him. Go check that out.
Khalil.
You know what I'm saying? Khalil Boo Boo, Twitter, Instagram, you know what I'm saying?
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trine.
You said it all like, you can follow me.
I also have a blog too. TrindyEra.com.
Back at it again.
The blog. Get it. All right, y'all, until next week, we'll see you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.